This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. Recording for Monday, March 18th, 2024. We begin Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph 21a, the first section, the black text. So the end of last week, we had this terrible, terrible suggestion. Maybe we should be worried that Av and Elul are both, 29-day months, and therefore we should observe Sukkos on the 14th, the 15th, and the 16th, because we're just not sure what day it falls out on. All right, that, anyone who's experienced a three-day Yontif, the thought of doing it every year, right, that's a terrible, terrible thing. And therefore the Gemara says, no, right, they have a little Rachmanis on us. And the Gemara says, Tre Yarche Chasire, right, 2 months that are short, right, that are missing, two 29-day months in a row, Kala Islehu, they will have a voice, right, people will hear about it, it'll generate excitement and buzz, and the word will spread, and everyone will know, and therefore will know which days to do it. You don't have to do 14, 15, and 16. Okay, Levi Ikla LeBavel BeChadzar de Tishrei. So Levi arrives in Bavel on the 11th of Tishrei, and again, this is just a story about, right, confusion of dates, if you will. So Amar, he said, Basim Tabshila de Bavloi B'yom Rabba de Ma'arava. He says, right, the Tabshil, the food of the Bavloi, the Babylonian, is Basim. It smells beautiful on the great day in the west. The west is Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael was observing Yom Kippur, and he comes down to Bavel. Now, what was he doing traveling on Yom Kippur? That's a fair question, right? But that would leave. He comes and he says, oh, the food smells so good, but you guys should know that really this is Yom Kippur. Maybe don't indulge. Maybe you got to stop. So Amri Leh, so they said to him, Asit, testify to us that this is true, and we'll keep Yom Kippur. So he said, Amar Lahu, he said, back to him, Lo shamati mipin Beis Din Mekudash. I did not hear the Beis Din, right, the great court, say that this day is sanctified, and therefore I cannot testify to it, even though I know it's true. And they kept eating on the 11th because they had observed Yom Kippur the day before. Okay, Machra is something else, right? Rabbi Yochanan announces, Kol Hecha de Matu Shluche Nisan. Right? Any place that is at some distance from Yerushalayim, but in Nisan, the shluchim, the messengers that go out, will reach that destination. But v'lo matu shluchei Tishrei, right? But in Tishrei, because you have Yom Kippur and you have Rosh Hashanah days, they can travel. The messengers will not arrive at that place. So li'abdu trei yomei. Right, you have to keep 2 days of Pesach, Gzeira Nisan Atu Tishrei. Right, the Gzeira, this decree by Nisan that you have to keep 2 days because of Tishrei, when you certainly will have to keep 2 days. And we're concerned that if we let you keep 1 day in Nisan, you're going to keep 1 day in Tishrei. Rabbi Aivo Bar Nagari, Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, so these two, right, wonderful Tamil Chachamim, Ikla Luhu So they arrived at this particular place where in Nisan the messengers would get there in time, but in Tishrei it would not get there. They would not get there in time. They only kept 1 day in Nisan. And he didn't say a word. Right? He didn't object. He didn't protest. So Shem Rav Yochanan, again, who was the one who made the announcement that this is what you're supposed to do, 2 days. So he heard that this happened. Ve'ikpid, and he got angry, violating my hacharaza, my announcement. So Amar Lahu, and he said to them, Lav Amir Luchu, didn't I not say to you, Hecha de Matu Shluchei Nisan v'la Matu Shluchei Tishrei, in the place where in Nisan the messengers will get to you, but in Tishrei they will not, Le'adu Tre Yomei. Right, you have to go 2 days, Gzeira Nisan, Atu Tishrei. Right, we're going to make a decree in Nisan to make sure that you do the right thing in Tishrei. That apparently is the end of the story. Right, he just reiterated his position and finished. Rava have a rugged the have a Yosef Betanisa Treyomi. Right, Rava usually his custom was that he sat in Tainis on Yom Kippur for 2 days because Right? Who knows which day is the right day? Sveka de Yoma, so you got to keep 2 days. Zimna chada ishtachach kvasei. Right? 1 year it found out that they made, right, that it was found out to be like him. Right? What does that mean? It means that they made Elul into a 30-day month, not 29 days. Everyone else was keeping the short month for Elul. And doing Yom Kippur a day before, but he was the only one who ended up fasting on Yom Kippur. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.